Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
MB Financial Bank. Thank you for Breakfast with a Blackhawk. And Brian Campbell joins us. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good, Steve. How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. You had a nice Thanksgiving, I hope?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to be here. We were around the guys, obviously, on the road, but it was good. The Blackhawks obviously do it right, and it was fun to be around, watch a little football with the guys.
Who ends up carving the turkey since you guys are on the road?
Somebody in the back room at the hotel, I assume.
Yeah, you don't want to put a sharp object in the hands of any of you guys.
No,
it wouldn't be a good idea at all.
Wise decision.
Hey, I got to get some good news. I don't even know if you're aware of this. Forbes magazine has named the Chicago Blackhawks to have the best fan base in the National Hockey League. How great is that?
Not surprised. I think you just look at the events they do and the people that come out. And I think everybody wears a jersey to the game, which is awesome. I think we all love that.
What's that like when you look up and it's nothing but the Hawks logo and black and red everywhere you can see?
It's great. It's just, we went to Anaheim last week there, and it was like our warm-up. It was like 10 deep with Blackhawks jerseys. It was like incredible how many Blackhawks fans were in Anaheim. I think you guys see the at home and stuff, but on the road, it's like they're there for warm-ups. It's pretty cool. We're lucky to be able to play for this team.
The estimated value of the Blackhawks is approaching $1 billion. Dave, when Rocky Wirtz took over the team, the value of the team at that point, before bringing in McDonough and Blunk and everybody and the great leadership Rocky has shown, was $8.47.
Yeah,
so it's gone up quite a bit.
Substantially higher.
Really?
Now.
Yeah. Steve, how much do you own of that?
Of the Blackhawks? I own a puck and some stick tape. That's my.
Oh. You have a Brian Campbell bobblehead.
Yes, I do.
Right?
Yeah. And I have that Brian Campbell shrine in my office where the candle burns.
It's good. That's good.
That's the kind of support I'm giving you. Dave, say hi to Brian.
Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to go back to the Vancouver game, which seems to have been a pivotal night on that road trip. And when you're down 3-0 in a game like that and on the road and things aren't going well, what's it like at that second intermission when you're in the dressing room and you're down by 3 goals?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of belief in the room, actually. It was, things weren't going great for us, but I don't think we played our best game to that point. And, I think a lot of belief. I think even, just talking in the room, we felt like we could come back. I think, you even mentioned, this is going to be a fun third period when we come back and win this game. And, and then overtime was so crazy. So it was an exciting game. It's too bad that it's a little bit later for all the Blackhawks fans, but I'm sure they stayed up to watch it. But, there's just a ton of belief in the locker room and talking about coming back and winning this game.
It's one of the most fun comebacks that, I remember in this run that's been going on now for several years. Because once that first goal, now you're one down, hits the back of the net, then you go, oh, okay, well, I like this. And then you tie it and you go, well, this is done. It's just a matter of when the winner goes in.
Yeah, and the winner went in twice, with the getting called back and then Hossa scoring. And then, I always remember, too, Darling loses his glove and still stays in net there and makes, the guy who went and shot blocker. It's pretty funny. We were all laughing about it after.
Have you been on the other side of a game like that?
Well, yeah, he played in Florida.
I try not to remember any of them, so no, I haven't.
Good call. What was it like, Brian, playing against your former team? I mean, you obviously had done that before when you played against the Blackhawks, but now when you played against Florida the other night, what was that like for you?
It's definitely, the game means a lot, means more. It's a little bit, I think you're definitely hyped up for it a bit more. It's just different kind of playing against, guys that you played with the year prior and talking to them, whether it's before or after the game or a little bit on ice. It's, you're going into the corner, sometimes you get a puck and they're like, I'm going to get you, kind of like things like that. Just because they, you know, it's just, it's fun. You know, they're really good guys there and stuff. So it was good to see them, good to play against them.
And speaking of fan bases, again, Blackhawks' best fan base in the NHL, Forbes magazine, Forbes.com to see the story. But it's a small fan base in Florida for the Panthers. But, man, those folks were loyal, weren't they?
Yeah, well, they've had to be with some of the down years they've had in previous years. So, you know, it's coming. You know, they're doing some good things there. It's, you know, obviously they got a ways to go to keep making it a place where you really want to root for your team and have a good fan base. But, you know, hopefully they can get on the right track and keep going.
You're into the Christmas shopping season now, and I know the kids are big talk radio fans and they listen to me every morning, but let's assume they're not listening. Are you doing the shopping for Christmas?
I'll do a little bit. I haven't been trying to get my wife done because that's the hardest. And then the kids, you know, you can just get some candy and figure it out from there. So, we're enjoying the Elf on the Shelf right now. That's a huge hit right now, and the behavior is just unbelievable now that Elf on the Shelf is around. So we're enjoying that. So, we've ordered a few things for the girls, and you know, I think we'll try and do a few more, make sure their stockings are all filled up.
I don't feel like I should be giving tips to the Canadians, but that was one of the things that Coach Q used to keep Shaw in line when he was here, the Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you didn't hear about that, probably. Part of the MB Financial Bank, MB Means Business, Breakfast with the Blackhawk, is a fan question. This one comes from Ray. So when it's really cold outside and the stadium gets really cold, can you see your breath? That's pretty funny. You ever see your breath on the ice?
No, not at the practice rink, yes. At United Center, no. I think it's fairly nice and cozy in here, I feel like. But definitely practice rink, not so much.
We were talking yesterday about the Winter Classic on the 2nd of the new year down in St. Louis and what the ideal temperature is. And what did we agree, Dave? 35 and overcast? Was that about
overcast
right?
Overcast and like low to mid-30s, I think, is what Doc Emmerich was suggesting. Yeah. And then, but he also mentioned that the painted areas of the ice tend to be more of a problem when there is sun, which was kind of surprising.
The paint and that part of the ice, if I understood it, mm-hmm. absorbs the heat more, so the temperature over the painted areas is higher, and it melts.
Yeah.
So you get higher ice melt there than other spots, which creates a problem with the ice surface. Soup, I hope you're taking notes. We're trying to educate you on all this.
Yeah, I'm learning something right now. You two just go ahead.
So in other words, if it's a sunny day in St. Louis, skate around the logo.
Yeah, exactly.
You see Soup going up the ice on a breakaway, and he takes a big turn. probably wouldn't be the way to go. All right, no. So who's next on the schedule, Dave? We got a game tonight.
The New Jersey Devils are in town tonight. The first of three games in four nights for the Blackhawks.
And the Devils have had a rough go, but they got a big win last night.
They've been playing pretty good, I think. They're a tough team to play.
I'm thinking of the Islanders.
Yeah, the Islanders got a big win. Yeah.
The Devils have had a good start.
Yeah, no, the Devils, they're a tough team. They play a disciplined game. So, you know, we're going to have to be at our best tonight.
Now, before I let you go, because I know you got to get to practice, after a practice not too long ago, just a few days ago, a bunch of you guys got together to show off your art skills. Marianosa, Patrick Kane, Kruger, Panarin, Schmaltz, Taves, Jalmerson, Crawford, Darling, and you all did holiday paintings to be turned into holiday cards that are going to be available later today from the Blackhawks and at Blackhawks.com and the NHL website. What is yours? I heard it might be Santa.
Yeah, the big Santa face. The best one, obviously, mine.
Do you have art skills?
No, but that day I put my art hat on, and I was really good, actually. I was impressed. I was very, very happy.
Did they give you a stencil to, like, trace over, or do you just copy?
Nothing.
Freehand.
All freehand. My daughters will not disown me now. They are with this artwork. There are some tough ones, I will say, but there are some good ones out of the boys.
I am looking at your Santa. Look at that. Soup did a great job.
Look at that detail. Good. Look at the detail.
The beard is so full and so real, it looks like cotton.
That is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
which one do you think is the best, Steve?
I think the Santa is a home run. It's unbelievable. The snowman by the tree with the mountains in the background looks like somebody had their kid do the
That's a weak one. Who did that one?
I'm not sure.
Kaner? Who did.
No, I don't think so. I can't tell.
Okay. Hosa, I think. The Crawford, you know which one Crawford did, which is pretty good? You see the hardwood floors looking at the Christmas tree out the window like you're looking in your,
wow.
your living room?
Wow, but you expect goalies. Goalies are nuts.
So it's like a reflection.
His hardwood floors are impeccable.
Yes. Really are. And it's something that he can take to, you know, to work with him. Now, here's the thing. Years from now, when you retire, after three or four more cups, I look forward to going to the mall and buying one of your dogs playing pool or dogs playing poker paintings that you'll obviously be doing since you now have this art skill.
Yeah, I prefer to do, I'm going to just draw pictures of people. So if you come, I'll just I'll sketch you, and you can take that home, and you can put it up above your fireplace.
It's portraits. It's like Van Gogh.
Yeah, I'll do a Steve Cochran portrait. That'll be like my. You know the guy that goes around and does the Indian head paint?
Yeah, Elliot.
I'm gonna do Steve Cochran portraits for everybody. They come in, I'm like, okay, I'll do it one. Yeah. Didn't you guys all love one of those?
Oh yeah, you need a couple canvases, right?
I want an original.
You know,
the good news is,
yeah, that's just if you do the head.
Ooh. He just makes him all one giant pumpkin head, and then he does another painting inside in the middle. That's what friends are for. Great talking to you, bud. Thanks as always. MB Financial Bank. I know this is a busy part of the morning for you, but I always appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Artist Campbell. The soup, getting it done, huh?
That's great. I mean, he's a Renaissance man.
Did you see his Santa? His Santa's great.
I know. It's terrific.